Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As we know, this weekend, the Knicks vanquished the Celtics to move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And there they face a rival from years and years, the Pacers. Pacers-Knicks in the playoffs against each other yet again. To break it all down and talk about it, we bring in Benji Ritholz from Knicks Film School. If you're not following him, you should be. Hey, Benji, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Lori, thanks again for having me. Here we are, Eastern Conference Finals.
I know. So, you know what? I think of you as somebody who is kind of has a strategic bent and uses stats and analytics and, you know, breaks stuff down. So I'm going to start, of course, by asking you a purely emotional question. And that is, what do you say to the people who look at Knicks fans and the exuberance of the celebrations and say, you're only in the Eastern Conference Finals, you haven't won sort of anything yet, this is over the top, act like you've been there before. What do you say to those people who maybe are not living in the soul of a Knicks fan?
I say, why act like you've been there before if you haven't been there before? That's what I say. I am a 32-year-old Knicks fan. I barely remember 1999. I have not been here, literally have not been here before in my conscious memory, and I don't see any really good reason why Knicks fans shouldn't act as if they've never been there before. We are fans. It is supposed to be fun. It is supposed to be emotional. This is a communal experience that Knicks fans got to experience together for the first time in a very long time. Let the celebrations roll. To me, it's like the silliest discourse that exists in this like NBA discourse. I think it's poison from like the Jordan Kobe era, the way that they treated it. Like, yeah, of course, if you can be in a bunch of finals, then act like you've been there before. If you haven't been there before, then have fun. That's what I say.
I'll even say, as someone older than you are who does remember the 90s,
yeah,
that it's been a really long time. And so while I may have lived through them being to an Eastern Conference Finals before, or even the finals before, the 90s were great, but I've been like younger Knicks fans, I've been suffering through a lot of the last 20 plus years of really painful basketball. So I'm with you. Enjoy it. Have fun. I don't think there's any such thing. As long as no one gets hurt, knock yourself out. All right, on to the matchups and the basketball. What surprised you most about, we'll go back for a moment to the closeout game. What surprised you most about that Knicks win, and that, obviously it was such a blowout, but what aspect of that game surprised you most?
I would say the way they were able to correct the defensive mistakes almost completely in a single game turnaround, because I thought game five, without Tatum, the Celtics played with their most ball movement. They played with the most pace. They played all series. And it actually, as great as Tatum is, I thought it totally took New York out of its defense, and they struggled to communicate all the different actions the Celtics were running, which yielded a lot of wide open threes. We saw how that went in game five. And for them to come out in game six and just be on a string, connected defensively, you could literally run through the same actions the Celtics ran in game five and game six. And in game five, it was a total screw up by the defense. Somebody was wide open. In game six, they executed the coverage perfectly and forced a poor shot or turnover. It was just a tremendous job by both the coaching staff and the players to adjust to what was a new series without the Celtics' best player, but present the different challenges, to learn from the game five issues and mistakes, and to totally correct them in game six. That was a pretty remarkable effort.
So maybe there's some foreshadowing there. When you mentioned new series and, just ball movement, I think of this Pacers team and the challenges that they will pose. It's fascinating to me here, the difference, the contrast in styles. And so let's look at, if we're going to break this down and look ahead to Knicks, Pacers, and this Eastern Conference Finals. When both teams are on offense, can you compare and contrast the two styles of offensive play and the challenges that the Pacers pose?
Yeah, it is going to be fun as a contrast of styles. Mm-hmm. Styles make fights, as they say. The Pacers are the fastest-paced team that the Knicks will play. They might have been the fastest-paced in the regular season. They've certainly been the fastest-paced in the playoffs. It is a high number of passes per possession. It is a ton of movement. It is screen after screen after ghost screen after screen. So it's just constant motion, passing, and movement. They will run after makes. They will run after misses. It makes no difference to them. They will try to catch you in a cross match, whether you make the shot on your end or you miss it. So it is. It requires a tremendous amount of concentration and discipline to get back on defense, to match up properly, and then to communicate four or five actions of possession. They'll shoot it the first time you screw up, so they'll shoot early in the clock if they can get an advantage. But if they don't, it's to the next action immediately. And that's a large contrast from the Celtics series, where at least when Tatum was around, it was kind of Tatum isolation, top of the key. The Knicks were able to load up and make it difficult for him. The Pacers aren't going to settle for those isolations. They're going to force you to cover several actions in a possession. And that is a tremendous contrast from the Knicks offense, which is very happy to wait till the late stages of the shot clock to even run anything. It is a slow-paced offense, sometimes to their detriment, I would say, but they are comfortable, and Jalen Brunson particularly is very comfortable whittling the shot clock down and making a play late in the clock. So where does the pace go in this series? I think the Knicks can get stuck trying to dictate a slow pace. I actually think the Knicks need to play fast to score efficiently. So how do they balance not letting the Pacers get into the up-and-down game that they favor, but also make sure that they can get some efficient offense by staying in transition, in flow? That'll be an interesting balance.
Yeah, the Pacers, very aptly named as the Indiana Pacers, and play with pace. And then, of course, the Knicks with the elite scoring and more isolation. Jalen Brunson, of course, Karl-Anthony Towns. But they are certainly at their best. I thought it was interesting in game six against the Celtics. It did seem like Brunson made that effort to get others involved in scoring early, and then knowing he's always going to be able to get his. Is that a good blueprint that you would anticipate that he takes a similar approach moving forward?
Unquestionably. I think that if Jalen Brunson has an offensive flaw, and he is a tremendous offensive player, if there's a flaw, it is a tendency at times to over dribble and to stick the ball in his hands. And it comes from a good place. He knows how good he is. He understands the advantages he can create. He also understands there's not a natural second ball handler on the Knicks roster. And so a lot is on him to create all of the advantages on offense. But when he's seeing multiple bodies, he has to get off the ball. And sometimes it comes back to him from a catch and shoot opportunity, which is one of the best shots the Knicks can create on a possession. I thought it was an amazing sign early. The second possession of game six, he hit Josh Hart on a roll. And the Celtics were okay conceding that Josh Hart roll because they were kind of ignoring Hart on the floor generally. And Hart pivoted into a dribble handoff from Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges went to the rim, made a reverse layup. That was like the third and fourth points the Knicks scored in the ballgame. That was a great sign for a healthier offensive ecosystem for the Knicks. Brunson's got to get off it a little bit, make sure that others are involved early. Absolutely.
And the key guy to get involved early, of course, Karl-Anthony Towns. And I find it stunning at times that the Knicks traded for Towns, and the conversation around Karl-Anthony Towns is, the question usually is, where does he rank among the best shooting big men of all time? And with that, of course, his ability to be such a good three-point shooter and scorer. And then it seems that the Knicks at times just, opponents don't even necessarily stop it. The Knicks negate it themselves. And so which Karl-Anthony Towns do you expect to show up for this series? And how do you think the Indiana Pacers are going to defend him? Who do you think is going to be the primary matchup against Kat?
Yeah, this is, I think, one of the key battlegrounds of the series, one of the key questions.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The series. I think, based on the way they play the regular season matchups and the Pacers generally guard opposing teams, I do think they will guard it traditionally, meaning, at least to start, their center, Miles Turner, will guard Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, the Knicks, over the course of the last 4 months, have almost exclusively faced defenses who put small wings on Kat and put their centers on Josh Hart, which has really given the Knicks offense a lot of trouble. The Pacers just don't really have the guy to put on Kat as a wing that can give him problems in the post and kind of annoy him. And so I do think they're going to start with Turner there. And if they do, and this is the reason that Cat had so much success against the Pacers this season, he destroyed them. And the reason is because they guard him traditionally, which opens up the pick-and-pop game for him, which allows him to now pump fake against the center and drive by them. It just opens up his whole game in a new way. And if that is the case, and they do come out that way, it's on Brunson to make sure that he gets Cat going early, because that's the matchup they can exploit. At some point in the series, it wouldn't surprise me if they went to even a Nesmith on Cat, despite a tremendous size disparity. We saw the Celtics do it with Drew Holiday. Like, teams will put smalls on him and just ask him to try to dominate out of the post, which he's less comfortable doing. So that'll be interesting if they show that wrinkle. Pascal Siakam, another guy who could see some time, but the Pacers, generally speaking, don't like putting him on bigs like that. So I'm not sure we'll see that one, but I could see Aaron Nesmith getting some time on him.
Talking to Benji Ritholtz from Nick's Film School, previewing Nick's Pacers Eastern Conference Finals. And so, okay, I am curious on how they are going to defend Cat, and if they are at least initially going with a more traditional routine there, then do you expect Nesmith to start off guarding Brunson? How do you expect the Pacers to handle Jalen Brunson?
Yeah, my expectation would be Nesmith on him. They had much more success last year in the Eastern Conference semifinals with Nesmith on Brunson, as opposed to Andrew Nembhard, who is generally a very good defender. But as we know with Jalen Brunson, if you don't have size and length on him, he's just too strong, and he can push smaller guys around. He did it to Derek White in the Celtics series. He would do it to Nembhard also. So Nesmith gives you a little more size. He's probably 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", a little stronger than Nembhard. I would assume that's the initial matchup. What I will say is Nesmith is very foul-prone and a very aggressive defender. So similar to how Jalen Brunson got Osar Thompson on the Pistons into foul trouble early with that matchup, I would look out for Brunson pulling some of his tricks to try to get Nesmith in early foul trouble as well.
So the player that intrigues me in this series, you know, when I think back to, previously Knicks Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, and which version of Haliburton shows up, and how do you think he is going to handle, especially on a night where we have Juan Soto at Yankee Stadium, all the boos, and Jalen Brunson dealt with, what he dealt with in Detroit, and, credit to those crowds what they did. But I expect Tyrese Haliburton to get a little bit of that Brunson treatment from the Garden crowd.
Yeah, he's become a bit of a villain, and he brings that upon himself a little bit with his antics. But in terms of the player that we should expect, I have no doubt he's going to be a handful for this Knicks team, and he has been since he's been on the Pacers. He's been a thorn in their side. He is a tremendous thinker of the game. He makes passes before the defense even thinks that they could be made, which is, again, a big contrast from the Celtics. The whole Celtics team is kind of their reactive passers. They're not proactive passers. And Haliburton is going to put a lot of stress and strain on the Knicks defense in terms of their communication, in terms of what scheme they want to even run on his pick and rolls. He can get you in a blender with the way he passes the ball and the way he can shoot it if you're not aggressive enough in coverage. So he's a handful. He leads an elite offense. It's not always through his scoring. It's often through his passing. But the Knicks will certainly have their hands full trying to contain him.
Do you expect the primary defender there to be Mikal Bridges or OG? Is OG on Siakam? How do you expect the Knicks to defend?
Yeah, I would guess that Mikal will start on Haliburton, less because he's the best candidate to do so. I think OG might be the best candidate to do so, but more because I think OG has to guard Siakam. I don't think the Knicks have another great option there. And I think what OG allows you to do with Siakam, who's a very good mid-post and post player, is you don't have to send help. And if there's any other Nick on Siakam down there, you probably have to send help, and that creates another pressure point where the Pacers can create open threes if you're helping off of the post. So I think OG, you can play him one-on-one with Siakam and see if Siakam can get anything out of that. And you put Mikal on Haliburton. And look, I think Mikal has the length, certainly, and the physicality that he's shown in the playoffs, which was lacking in the regular season at times. has been very encouraging. He has had a great defensive playoff so far, and I think he's up for the challenge of he's got to navigate a ton of screens with Halliburton, and he's got to keep him to his left hand, which is an important aspect because Halliburton's much better going to his right. So it's but it's something I think he can do. He's up to the task, but OG will get some time there too.
In many ways, I thought the play of game six against the Celtics for the Knicks was Mitchell Robinson on the miraculous closeout on Jaylen Brown, who looked like he had an open three. And then I blinked, and then there was Mitch, and what looked like an open shot turned into a turnover. I didn't see this version of Mitch being available to the Knicks. You know, when you look at X factors for this series, Mitch is one option. I'll ask you, who do you think is, for the Knicks, who's the X factor in this series?
I think it's a very important Deuce McBride series as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure the Knicks are going to go more than seven deep, which is a conversation in and of itself, considering the, you know, again, the pace the Pacers play at and the depth of the Pacers. They play 9 to 10 guys a night. Mm-hmm. So how can seven guys hold up against 9 or 10 with all the minutes the Knicks are going to play? And it's a series that's every other night. There are no 2-day breaks. So it's a lot to ask, and it'll be interesting to see how the Knicks can just hold up from a fatigue perspective. But I think Deuce is extremely important because I do think that he will guard Halliburton. And when he comes in the game, he can pick up Halliburton full court and try to make things really tough on him in a way that I'm not even sure Mikal Bridges can do. He can face guard him. He can navigate screens as well as anybody on the Knicks roster. And the way he made shots against the Celtics is such a breath of fresh air for an offense, a starting five that sometimes struggles to create and make threes. Deuce McBride comes in when he's shooting the ball well. He can shoot it from distance. He can have that high release. He can shoot it over people. And it's a huge element of this Knicks team when he's right. And he was great in the Celtics series. After a tough distance series, they need the Celtics series guy to have a real chance to take the series. I mean, I think he's that important.
Who do you give the coaching matchup to?
I think Rick Carlisle is one of the elite coaches in the league. I would certainly give it to him as a more, and it's all with all due respect to Tibbs, who's did a great job in the Celtics series. I just think Carlisle is one of the most versatile, creative coaches in the league. He's done it in multiple places in different styles. The way he's transformed this Indiana situation into this run and gun, but still it's run and gun, but they're feisty defensively too. Like, he's instilled both sides of the ball into this team. I would give it to Carlisle as, look, a championship coach, which Tibbs is not yet.
Yeah, if we're talking about intangibles, you know, as we boil this thing down, the Knicks, of course, if it's close, have Jalen Brunson, Captain Clutch. On the other hand, if it is a track meet, the Pacers, as you mentioned, with that depth, all of that. So, as you look at it all together, give me your prediction.
I got Knicks in seven. And I think one of the big differences in the series is going to be offensive rebounding, which we haven't touched on yet. But, and we talk, you do discuss Mitchell Robinson a little bit. He's rebounding 20% of the Knicks' misses in the playoffs. That is an absurd number. That is more than anyone did in the regular season. That's a fifth of your team's own misses that you're rebounding. It's insane. And the Pacers have a lot of strengths. Defensive rebounding is a weakness that the Knicks can take advantage of. And we'll see if we see that two big lineup, especially when Cat and Mitch Rob are in together, if they can totally pound Indiana on the glass. I think there will be games where the Knicks get 10 to 15 more shots than the Pacers. And if they can do that, I think they can win the series in seven. That's my pick.
All right. Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope so.
Indeed.
Benji Ritholtz, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Look forward to it.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.